Good evening, board members and Superintendent Raymond. My name is Brendan Murphy, and I'm a social science teacher at Hiram Johnson, and I've been there for 5 years. Since we've been a priority school, we've seen the biggest improvements in CST and API since I've been at Johnson. We've also seen improved communication and collaboration between social science teachers. In the last 2 years, our department has created and implemented the first common benchmark test and first common writing assignments related to social science at our school. This was done in collaboration with the English department, another first during my time at Johnson. I've seen other improvements in teaching at Johnson, especially over the last 2 years. All the classrooms have daily warm-ups, written objectives, and clear educational goals that align with state standards. The students know exactly what we are doing and what is expected of them every day, every week, every unit, and every semester in every classroom. Please help us preserve the continuity of our school and that the students deserve. This can best be achieved by keeping the current great team of teachers we have at Hiram Johnson and maintaining our priority status. Thank you.
If our next four speakers can please line up behind the podium, DeAndre Paris, Susan Rupert, Jessica Gunning, and Liliana Sanchez.
Hi, my name's Alma Sandoval. I'm currently a sophomore at Hiram Johnson High School, and I'm here today to say that all of these teachers here deserve their jobs. I feel that they're all important. They're all important because they are here for the students, because they enjoy helping and constructing students for their future generations. Four of my six teachers are at risk today, and I consider that the jobs that they have done in teaching were excellent. These people took the risk of being a teacher, and knowing that they could get, knowing that they had the risk of being laid off, they still wanted to teach, and they were here for the students, and they're still here today, and that's why they're here today, to fight for their jobs. And I feel that these people really do need it, because they love teaching, and they need the opportunity. I feel that they have the opportunity to show everyone that they can do it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Susan Rupert. I'm a teacher at Hiram Johnson High School. As many of my colleagues have spoken about, we've implemented a great number of things at the school, and the impact on the students is what I want to talk about. My students came into my classroom, and I expected them to work from bell to bell, and they would tell me repeatedly, "Ms. Rupert, you're giving me too much work. You're giving me too much work," but they were completing it. And when they realized that they could do that work, and that they hadn't been held to that standard, I think they're starting to realize that they were cheated, and they're starting to realize what their potential is. My students got to join the Health Occupation Students of America group this year. It's the first year after 3 years that we've actually got membership. These students attended conferences. They also competed against schools like Oxford Academy, which is very highly ranked in the state. My SDI students who were afraid to get out of SDI are now back into the general group.
Hello, my name is Liliana Sanchez, and I'm a freshman at Hiram Johnson High School. I have learned a lot this year, and I'm grateful for the staff. They have done many new and exciting things that no other school would do. They have encouraged us to think outside the box. They have motivated us to do great deeds. I actually look forward on going to school. It's not something I dread. It's the highlight of my day. That's not something you hear every day. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Board and Superintendent Raymond. My name is Jessica Gunning, and I am a counselor at Hiram Johnson High School. I cannot tell you how many times a day I hear the words, "I love you, Mom," when I walk down the hallway. I cannot begin to tell you how many hugs I get a day. We work with students for whom we are the only constant in their lives. I am always amazed at how many students stay to hang out after school because they would rather be on campus with us than at home. Today I walked into my office to a Mother's Day card. It read, "Gunning, thank you for everything you've done for me. Even though you are not my real mom, I think of you like you are. I appreciate you and I love you. Thank you for being here for me." The message moved me to tears, but also gave me a sense of how much we mean to our students. The stable, constant personal relationships they have with us provide our students with a sense of belonging and a place that helps them to realize their potential. We have to put our students first and consider their needs. Thank you.
If our next four speakers can please line up behind the podium, Stephen Arndt, Leticia Moran, Janet Lee, and Julia Yakovich. Excuse me, Yakovchuk.
Good evening, board members and Superintendent Raymond. My name is Leticia Moran. I am here as a representative of the math department at Hiram Johnson, most of which stand behind me today. Today I asked my students what a priority school was. A few spoke up and said that it meant they were not good or that their test scores were low. I told them that they were a priority school because the district felt that they deserved better and that they could do better, given adequate resources and time. I reminded them that they were already showing this, given their recent KC math scores. Our students increased their passing rate by 11%. That's like going from 2 out of 3 to 3 out of 4 students passing the KC for math. With these kind of results, I hope you can see that the staff at Hiram Johnson is doing what you challenged us to do by giving us the title Priority School. We are giving our students better, and I hope to continue doing so. Thank you.
Good evening to all. My name is Janet Lee, and I'm also a math teacher at Hiram Johnson. I was having a conversation with my students today about the situation that many of us teachers are in. Judging from the expression that was on their faces, they knew very plainly and simply the impact that that would have on them. One of my students asked me, how will we continue raising our test scores? Everything will just go back to the way it was before. Another student said, can't they see that we've been improving, so why would they change that? Students recognize a change from having a solid set of teachers in their high school. We talked at length about their desire for consistency in the teachers that they see year to year. Principal Cedros and the admin at Johnson have formed and trained a solid staff of teachers who work well with each other, and most importantly, work for the students. It would be a shame if that was broken. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Stephen Arndt, and I teach math at Hiram Johnson High School. I joined the math department very quickly over the summer, and I learned really quick that this department works well together. And as a cohesive unit, we can make change. We made our common pacing guides and our benchmarks with our students in mind, with the hope to create a culture of learning, not just in our department, but throughout the whole school. When I talk to our students, they tell me that they deserve consistency. They deserve engaging instruction. And most important, they deserve dedication. And Superintendent Raymond and the members of the board, I'm here to tell you all three factors are present at Hiram Johnson High School. There's a lot of potential in this room. There's a lot of warrior pride behind me. Together, we've started the change. We put the wheels in motion. Why break the momentum? Why stop? Thank you for your time.
If our next four speakers can please line up behind the podium, Filsberto Cedros, Alexis Ruiz, Christian Diaz, and DeMarco Sanderson.
Hi, I am a student at Hiram Johnson. My name is Yulia Yakovchuk. I am extremely grateful for the teachers we had this year. We have learned a lot this year, not just about facts and dates, but also about life and experience of other cultures and people. I look forward to every day because of our staff. Thank you, and help us keep our teachers.
Good evening, Board Superintendent. My name is Fleischberg Cedros. I'm the principal of Hiram Johnson High School. And about 3 weeks ago, I spent about 4 hours here providing a testimony and cross-examined on the work and job that we've done at Hiram Johnson. And publicly, we have a lot of faculty and students here who have taken their time to be here tonight. But to thank you for making Johnson a priority school, for the superintendent to have the vision to create this school a priority school. And if any data is reflective of the success that we've had at Hiram Johnson, it is there for all to see. We work hard. We've worked this year to create a team that benefits kids. It'd be a shame for my faculty of 106 faculty members to have a third of them not there or having to rebuild. So I urge you to consider Superintendent Raymond's request, support the priority schools, support Hiram Johnson. We have done a tremendous job. It's nowhere close to being done. We have a lot of work ahead of us. So thank you very much for supporting our initiative. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Alexis Ruiz. I'm currently a senior at Hiram Johnson High School. I just want to say that this past year that I've been at Johnson, it's been one of the most memorable years of my whole high school experience. Not only have I gained friends within my graduating class, but I've also gained close relationships with my counselors and also my teachers. And I feel that if you guys take our teachers away and you keep and we have to continuously keep on getting new teachers, that none of the students are going to benefit from that, because gaining friendships is part of staying, having friendships is part of keeping the same friends and you gain trust, and having different teachers come in and making friendships with them is not going to be the same as just having ones that you're super close with. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Christian Diaz. I am a senior from Hiram Johnson High School. I've attended Johnson all 4 years there. There has been a lot of changes throughout the years, including from teachers leaving and new teachers entering Johnson. The new staff members today have made a lot of progress and have made Johnson a better environment for students. My experience with a teacher that was hired last year, I've never experienced with no other. This teacher was not just a teacher to me, but also a friend. The teachers become more involved with their students' lives inside and outside of school, and they care about their grades. These teachers are building relationships with the students around them, which will encourage the students to do better in school. Removing teachers will have a negative impact to the school and also the students. Thank you.
If our next four speakers can please line up behind the podium, Marco Mantil, Leticia Ceballos, Marjorie Lopez, and Jorge Olivas.
Good afternoon. I'm DeMarco Sanderson. I'm a senior at Hiram Johnson. I've been attending the school for 3 years, and I've seen a lot of change since I've been there. Like, you walk into the school, and you wouldn't even think that it's the same school that it was 3 years ago. And since I've came there, I don't even see half the teachers that I had my sophomore year going into the school. The teachers and the kids' relationship, it has changed so much. It's more than just having a teacher. You can also have a friend or someone that can help you, and they look out for you and try and help you whatever they can do. And I'm here to speak behalf of all the students in the school and the teachers and the staff myself. And I just wanted to let you guys know that the school means a lot to me, and I have a lot of pride in it. Thank you.